North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, I wonder if Kim Jong-un has brokerage accounts where he's able to trade on the craziness that he does. Because again, he's pushing a lot of buttons, moving markets without a doubt. Northrop Grumman past week announced that they're going to be buying ATK for $7.8 billion. This is this is space business. Orbital ATK, space weapons, missile technology in regards to shooting stuff out of the sky. Looks like that stuff is going to be becoming more and more popular. When you think about that, you can go back to remember Reagan with his Star Wars that he was pushing for the shooting missiles out of the sky and all the, oh my God, all the left wingers out there were going nuts, and it's going to be another space race. An arms race, and oh no, and he was ridiculed for it, and it helped bankrupt the Soviet Union, and now we've got a lot of this technology. Anyway, I decided this past week, I did. I'd had it. I was reading a column one morning off Reuters, talking about electric cars in Europe and how certain countries, I mean, the type of subsidy that they give electric cars is, it's off the charts. They were comparing a Tesla to an Audi 7, which here in the United States, the cars are priced in a similar fashion. Over in Europe, the Tesla is priced twice as much as an Audi 7. Until, of course, you check out. And you've got to pay the gas tax and the weight tax and all the other tax on the Audi 7, but you don't have to pay it on the Tesla. And guess what? If you have a Tesla, you also don't have to pay tolls. There's like one island there, I think in, Norway? It costs $6,000 a year to get to the mainland, tolls. If you have a Tesla, you don't have to pay the tolls. And I was like, that's it. I tease my wife, again, the Greeks, obviously my mother-in-law, and I'm the Italian-Polish kid. I'm the Exerno, but I tease them all the time. And I say, I'm thinking about going out and being like, we're going to go out and buy a Greek car. They don't make automobiles. So we'll go buy a Greek car, right? A donkey. I said this past week. I said if there was only one car maker on the planet, it was Tesla, I would go with the Greek car maker. I'd ride a donkey. I'm not giving Elon Musk a dime. I am so sick and tired of this guy and his companies and his businesses that can't make a dime unless they're getting subsidized by a taxpayer somewhere. And they constantly are bowing down to this guy like he is the greatest. He's like the Leonardo da Vinci. Come on, at least Leonardo could sell his paintings and his sculptures and make money on them. And he was actually hired to do stuff. All Elon Musk's businesses are subsidized in some way, shape, manner, or form by someone else. Now, it's funny, there's a story this past week talking about the subsidies, not just Elon Musk, but it's the other solar companies as well. The subsidies are not enough. The tax breaks, not enough. They now want tariffs. They're now demanding tariffs to protect their business that is already subsidized here in the United States. Again, If I was a foreign country, I'd say, hey, you know what? Yeah, we're going to put tariffs on American solar stuff because they're subsidized and it's just not fair. Do me a favor. You want to show me a business that doesn't have to live on the taxpayer? Please. That doesn't have to live on the taxpayer. Go out there and make a profit all by yourself without having to take money out of someone else's pocket or pay off some damn politician to give you tax dollars. Do us all a solid, huh? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, newsletter, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Living easy, living free.
Season ticket on This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Tell you yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now, we'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop thinking?
Ah, yes. Welcome back. I'm about 35 miles outside of New York on the North Shore of Long Island. I have to go into the city from time to time. Sometimes I drive. I'd much rather take the train, but most certainly this past week, I took the train. Yes, the UN is in town. General Assembly. General Assembly is in town, and yeah, traffic, not good. Let's just leave it at that. I mentioned here, I'm not a fan of the United Nations. In my opinion, if you really want to go out there and help people, why don't you leave New York, close up shop there, your offices in Zurich, and open up in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, or Darfur, or some of these other hot spots around the globe, these poor areas that need help. Why don't you go ahead and do that? UN is one big kleptocracy, is what it is. Stealing money. Fraud. And I mentioned here, we cover financial fraud here at the Watchdog on Wall Street. So the largest financial scam of all time was the Iraq oil for food scam. It was huge. Anyway, Trump addressed the United Nations past week, and he came down pretty hard on North Korea, fine, that's great. Rocket Man and talking about Iran and various different other things. I was thinking about this past week. Again, I like to kind of think outside the box and what all the talking heads are talking about on TV. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a story in New York. What if I was to tell you that they confiscated something in New York that could kill 32 million people. Now, if I said people confiscated or authorities confiscated VX nerve gas that could kill 32 million people, oh, my God, people would be freaking out. Where did it come from? This is terrible. Oh, my God, weapons of mass destruction in New York. Was it Saad involved? Was North Korea involved? No, no, no. They confiscated a substance that could kill 32 million people in New York. But it wasn't VX nerve gas. It was fentanyl. 195 pounds of fentanyl could kill 32 million people. Now, granted, I don't like this Kim Jong-un character, the rocket man shooting stuff off. But I'm telling you right now, all of his nukes combined couldn't kill 32 million people. We talk about this war on terror that we're supposed to be fighting, right? War on terror. Yeah. Yeah, we have Congress authorization back in 2001, 2002. Fighting wars all over the planet again and again and again. Yeah, it's extraordinary. And I highly recommend this, too. I recommend you to see the movie It. I highly recommend Ken Burns' documentary on the Vietnam War. The similarities of the follies of this country is just unbelievable. Now, our foreign policy could be described in the Paul Simon song, Crazy After All These Years. Still crazy after all these years. Yeah, because we are. Now, if we're fighting a war on terror, right, if we found out that there was a VX nerve gas plant in Afghanistan or Iraq. Hey, that was one of the justifications for us to go into Iraq, was weapons of mass destruction, and Saddam gassed his own people, right? So we got to go get Saddam. Well, let me ask you a question. We had 60, they estimate 63,000 Americans died of opiate overdoses in 2016. They haven't fully come with the numbers yet. That's the estimate right now. Why are we not, and a lot of these deaths are due to fentanyl. Heroin is laced with this stuff now. Why are we not, basically dropping cruise missiles on fentanyl plants around the globe? I mean, honestly, why would anybody need to produce that much fentanyl? Is there that many crazed elephants walking around that we're going to have to drug? Anybody ever think a little bit deeper about this and the war on drugs and the war on terror and the various different wars that we choose to fight? Again, barely a blip registered national news. A substance shows up in New York that could kill 32 million people. Hey, why pay attention to that? Why pay attention to people that are dropping dead all over the place? Again, people, maybe hopefully one of these days we'll actually wake up. I want to touch on this as well. Trump comes out, when was this, March, when he tweeted about him being spied on and being wiretapped, Trump Tower. And they, oh my God, they went after him. Baseless. This is baseless. This is not true. How could this guy say, how could he tweet stuff like this? And now it turns out that he was right. They had Manafort tapped, who lived in Trump Tower, who was running his campaign, who most certainly was talking to Donald Trump. Now, you want to talk about an investigation into something that's kind of creepy. You had the FBI looking into the campaign of the leading presidential candidate using FISA warrants based upon a ridiculous dossier that was manufactured. Yeah. Beware of big government, people. It's like, the old guy come back? Edgar Hoover come back there? Is he running the FBI again? We lost our minds? Anyway, gotta go, kids. Had a lot of fun today on the program, as always. We're always here to help. Watchdog on Wall Street show. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. God bless, and we'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Tax reform will protect low-income and middle-income households, not the wealthy and well-connected. They can call me all they want. It's not going to help.
The president laying out the GOP tax reform plan, pointing out it doesn't really help the wealthy despite claims of the Democrats. House Speaker Paul Ryan very much in favor of the bill.
We are taking the next step to liberate Americans from our broken tax code. This unified framework delivers a new tax code that is simple, that is fair, that is pro-growth and pro-family.
The Supreme Court is taking up a case that could deal a major blow to unions. The court will decide whether state government workers who choose not to join a union must still pay the so-called fair share fees of union dues to cover the cost of negotiating contracts. The court says they will hear the case this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Napa know-how.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
An Obama-appointed judge has blocked an abortion law. Here's Chris Barnes.
The law would require doctors to conduct ultrasounds and then describe the image to a pregnant woman before she could consent to an abortion. U.S. District Judge David Hale ruling on Wednesday that law would violate doctors' free speech rights. The ACLU had challenged the law on behalf of a Louisville clinic that is Kentucky's only remaining abortion provider. In barring the state from enforcing that law, the judge wrote, "It appears to inflict psychological harm on abortion patients as well." I'm Chris Barnes.
A National Security Agency contractor accused of leaking classified information on Russian hacking says she stuffed the NSA report in her pantyhose. Reality Winner told FBI agents she smuggled the classified document on Russian hacking out of a high-security intelligence facility in her pantyhose so she could release it to the media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it at a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Israeli officials say they have stopped an Islamic terrorist attack. Here's more on the story from Bill Zinfer.
Israeli authorities say the two suspects, Israeli Arabs who were also ISIS sympathizers, were planning an attack at a Jerusalem holy site where a July gun ambush touched off other violence. The men, ages 16 and 26, are said to be from the same town as the three gunmen who killed two police guards at a mosque compound in Jerusalem in July. Those gunmen were shot dead by police.
The North Korean state media is trying to claim they didn't torture Otto Warmbier. It's just propaganda from the U.S.
The state-run Korean Central News Agency is charging the U.S. with, quote, employing even a dead person for a conspiracy campaign. The news agency again denied North Korea tortured the American student, who died shortly after being released to the U.S. in a coma. An Ohio coroner's report says a year-old injury deprived Warmbier's brain of oxygen, leading to his death. Warmbier was detained in North Korea after being sentenced to 15 years hard labor in March 2016 for allegedly stealing a propaganda poster.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says he still has the confidence of the president amid a controversy. Price promised to work through the growing controversy over his use of expensive jets to conduct government business as he was cornered by reporters in Washington this morning. He refused to answer questions about whether he regrets using the private jets for official business or if he planned to pay the government back. USA Radio News.
Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
The American military and the South Korean military teaming up for a show of strength around North Korea's latest missile launch.
The latest display, a flyover. A South Korean official telling CNN the joint exercise included four U.S. stealth fighters, two U.S. bombers, and four South Korean fighter jets. The jets conducted a mock bombing drill and simulated a surgical strike of key enemy facilities. The official said the exercise was to strongly counter North Korea's repeated ballistic missile testing and development of nuclear weapons.
And speaking of North Korea, the State Department's ban on travel to that country takes effect tomorrow. The ban covers U.S. passport holders. Humanitarian workers and reporters can apply for exemptions. The ban was announced around the death of American college student Otto Warmbier, the Ohio man in prison during a tour of North Korea last year. Warmbier died after being brought back to the United States in a coma following extreme treatment by